Good morning. Welcome to the program. We're brought to you by the Bank of Maysville and our monthly guest on the show from Comprehend, Melissa Greenwell, the executive director, Big Kahuna, Top Dog, Big Cheese, Ace Boss number one. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Robert. How are you?
Doing fine. And I want you to introduce our guest for the day.
Absolutely. I brought with me today Candy Gilkison. She is our youth treatment coordinator for Comprehend, and I'm going to let her talk a little bit about her role with Comprehend and the population that she serves.
Well, Candy, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Robert. Nice to be here.
Tell youth treatment, how bad is it?
Well, substances is really taking over in a lot of communities, and we're just trying to help with our youth and give them opportunities to have groups and then, like, coordinate them with services that we have with Comprehend to where, you know, if they need somebody to talk to or would like to talk to somebody about somebody in their family, that we can hopefully, you know, fill that need.
So, I mean, how, we've talked about this before. I know when you were with the Women's Crisis Center, you always think, yeah, but that doesn't happen here. But unfortunately, it does.
Yes, it does.
So,
yeah, Candy, can you talk a little bit about, like, what issues the kids are bringing to you?
A lot of the kids are bringing, it's not, you know, there's really two different sets of groups. There's kids that are using, and then there's kids that have family members that are using, and that they need help. They need help because they're raising themselves.
Right.
They're cooking their own meals. They're doing their own laundry. They're getting their siblings up in the morning and getting them to go to school, you know, because it's like eggshells at their house. They don't know what it's going to be like when they get home from school and what it's going to be like when they get up in the morning. So they're basically, some are taking care of themselves, being the parent role besides being the student.
That's depressing.
Yes.
It really is. But it's obviously another reason why we need Comprehend.
Yes.
Which, you know, I've always said, you know, greatest day is going to be when you have to shut your doors. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, but the need is there. Absolutely, the need is there. And these kids are carrying lots of burdens that our staff are helping them navigate.
And they really like us, you know what I mean, to be there for them.
Yeah.
Because from what they've told me, they said that nobody would listen. And we're listening.
So how do you get in touch with them? Is it like through school counselors or?
School counselors, and then any school events like Truth or Consequences or Too Good for Drugs, any school events that the schools are having, that's when I show up and try to put our services out there. And it's more or less, I want them to be comfortable enough to come to me and say, hey, you know, can we talk? Because, you know, they do have the counselors at school, but sometimes they just want an extra ear to lean on. And then, you know, and it was absolutely the kids that went to the counselors at Mason County and said, can we have a group to help us? And I said, oh, then they reached out to me and I said, oh, absolutely, we can do a group. And that's what we have. We have groups where we're just helping them. And sometimes we're reaching out to the parents to see if they would like us to give them some help, but it's more or less we're helping the kids right now, and hopefully it can all come together. But it's working out.
That's nice that they can have, because there's so many different things that our youth today have to deal with that we didn't when we were growing up.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you know, with the internet age, social media.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the bullying and everything else, a lot on their plate.
They told me that the biggest thing that they hated is a lot of people feel that they're going to end up like their parents.
Mm.
And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And they said, you know, that because people know, you know, well, you know, your dad just got out of jail, you know, then, you know, they'll and they feel that everybody thinks that trickles down when it's really just the opposite. They want to prove everybody wrong and want to succeed and help people. And they're really trying to even help their parents. But, you know, because we'll give them information and be like, hey, you know, you might want to tell them if they want to call us or we can reach out to them. So it's working out well, that, and it's working out that we're there for them. So it's like a win-win.
So how does that work out, or how do you guide them? Do they go to their parents and say, I think there's a problem, we need to get this taken care of, or do they ask you to come and talk to them?
They usually, or? I give them information because I don't want to step on their toes.
Right.
With the, you know, and I'll be like, listen, you know, I can reach out. They've never really asked me to reach out to the parents, but we've reached out to them and gave them information to take home. And like, if, hey, you know, you might want to talk to them about it and stuff. Because we've had one parent that's actually reached out to us. So, and which was a good thing. And, you know, and she is getting our services. But, you know, we just want, we're there for the kids. We're like, we are here to help. And, you know, but that's, it's been really working out well.
How much are the services?
Our services are, well, we don't turn anybody away based on their inability to pay. That's the beauty of being a community mental health center here. So, but we take all private insurances. So, you know, if you have insurance, then that's sufficient enough for us. If you don't have insurance, then we will work with you on a sliding scale fee. And if that's still an obstacle, then we will definitely still continue services without payment. So,
and of course, you're a 501c3, which means that you depend on the generosity of others. And we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But
we will indeed.
Candy, okay, let's talk a little bit about the young, I don't know, not abusers, but the youth who has a problem with addiction. That I can't even imagine.
Well, the great thing about Comprehend is we have several programs that works with the schools, and vaping has become a really big issue right now. And we have another, I guess, affiliation, the RPC, the Regional Prevention Center, and then the schools will refer children or youths to them. And they have a lot of programs that'll help kids with vaping and substance use. And it's really a really good program.
That was the next thing I was going to ask. Did smoking and vaping, is that in the same umbrella?
Yeah, it sure is. It really is.
How do the kids get access?
They'll have friends buy for them that are over the age, or they'll sneak and take their parents without the, you know, parents knowing, and that's how they get a hold of them. See, the vaping, it's so small now. You know, they can look like a lipstick, and they can put it in their pocket, and they have all these different flavors. So when you go into a bathroom at the school, you're smelling cotton candy, and you're thinking, oh, somebody's got on cotton candy perfume. It's a vape. That's how clever these companies are coming with the vapes now. They're making them so it don't smell like tobacco. It smells like fruits and flowers, and now, that's how they're sneaking them in.
Now, when vape pens and stuff first came out, I thought that they were being offered as an alternative to smoking to try to get you to break that habit, but it ends up being just another habit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure does.
Wow.
What with other health consequences as well.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
True.
So I think, you know, the important thing about Candy's role is that she really works to build the rapport with these kids for them to be able to trust.
Trust. That's a big thing.
To be able to trust us, to say, we're here to help you. We're here to connect you with the folks that can help you in other ways that maybe Candy can't.
Right.
So she really acts as a connector to the other resources. So she builds the rapport, she builds their trust, she has conversations with them about what they might need, and then helps connect them to our therapist, to our case managers, to our peer support, but continues that interaction with them herself, so right. that, you know, they don't lose her as a role model, but really helps connect them to get them all of the resources so that we're providing a holistic approach to what they need.
And you're talking support. Is it something like you have a group of kids who have been affected, have them in a room and just sharing their stories?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. that's show them that they're not alone.
Absolutely.
And that's important.
And it is important. They just want somebody to listen.
So if they want to make the first step, how do they do it?
They can reach out. They can call Comprehend and reach out to me. And Comprehend will give me the message. Or they can talk to their school counselors and tell them that they would like to reach out to me. The school counselors have my phone number and my name, and they've all been very helpful. So I'm easy to, I'm very reachable. You can call Comprehend. They can contact the schools. The schools will let me know, and I'll be there to help.
And as always, we have to mention Comprehend covers the Buffalo Trace area and also a couple of counties in Ohio.
Yes, Sweet, Adams, Brown.
Again, Candy, thank you so much for telling us about something that, like I said, really hate to see that it's happening in our town. But if it is, it's great to have a facility like Comprehend here to help combat it.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a fun event that's coming up
for
those that are in recovery that I'm going to let Candy talk about a little bit. So we want to make sure that the word gets out about this Recovery's Got Talent.
Yes, Recovery Got Talent. So what it is a live competition show, April 26th at 6 p.m. at Cross Point Community Church. And it's really like a gong show of talent. You can, any kind of talent, that singing, or you could do a juggling act if you want to. We're just...
Art,
writing. You could read a poem, sing a song. It's exactly what it is. Recovery's Got Talent, and it'll be very fun and interesting. And if you're in recovery for substance use, mental health, or both, and you want to share your talent, please come to Cross Point Community Church, April 26th, 6 p.m., and share your talent with the community.
Now, you said like the gong show, so...
We're not going to gong nobody. We just want... It'll be a variety of talent.
Oh, I'm thinking Gene, the dancing machine, the unknown comic.
Now, we might get Mary Lee to be Gene, the dancing machine. I could talk to her about it. But
So, when is it again?
April 26th, 6 p.m., Cross Point Community Church. The grand prize is $100. Second place is $50. Third place is $25. And bring your talent.
And is there any cost to enter?
No.
There is no cost to enter. We are just wanting to show those that are in recovery that they have talent to contribute. And we want to highlight that. So.
Yeah, and that's something that we always talk about. I don't know if we talk about it enough, but the problem that you're going through does not define you.
That's exactly Absolutely. Right. And that's the message that we want to send through this event. So,
well, that sounds wonderful.
We're excited about it. Yes, we hope that we have a huge turnout. And we're just really excited to see what kind of talent we have on the stage that night.
it'll be great. It'll be great.
Very much looking forward to it. What else you got?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about our event that we have coming up in June. So Comprehend is hosting our first big gala event in many years. It's been done, but we were reinvigorating it and bringing it back to life. So we're hosting Together We Thrive on June the 14th at 6 p.m. It will be at Laurel Oaks Golf Course. And tickets are now on sale. So all of those tickets are being sold online. So you can go to our website,
which is
comprehendinc.org.
All right.
Once you get to the website, you'll see a page, a tab at the top that says Together We Thrive. You can click on that and navigate through there to order your tickets. It's going to be a fun night. We've got the Ben and Carmen duo that's going to be on site for entertainment. We're going to have a silent auction. Going to have some other games that are going to be taking place that evening as well. We're going to kind of do a game night theme. Stacy Weiss with V&V Catering is going to be catering the event, and they're also supplying our tents and tables and all of those things. So they've been a great partner for this particular event. And so we're just really excited to bring everybody together and celebrate how far we've come, celebrate the success stories that we see on a daily basis with our clients. In behavioral health, substance abuse, in our IDD population, and so we're really excited about that. We're also going to have some ambassadors on site that are going to be helping us out that evening to help make sure that all of our guests get everything that they need to make the night fun and eventful. And so some of those folks that we've got gathered up to help us for the evening are Claire Estill, Nick Smith with U.S. Bank, Rachel Stanfield and Shannon Roberts with Mason County High School, Casey Compton with the local chamber, David Green with MetaView. We have Brandy Curtis from Bracken County, and then Carrie Stanfield, who teaches for Mason County schools but also lives in the Lewis County area. So we're looking for a couple of other folks to represent Fleming and Robertson County so that they can be on site and help us out for that evening. So that's going to be a fun addition to the event. I think that group of people is going to bring some entertainment themselves.
Absolutely.
Outside of the hired entertainment. Also, we're still working on sponsorships and still collecting some sponsor money, but I just wanted to go over that list quickly.
Please do.
Those that have already solidified their sponsorship.
Yes.
So at the supporter level, we have Stober, Kern Food Distributing, People's Bank of Kentucky, Fox Woodwood and Estill, Michael and Kim Razor, Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate, A.W. Graham Lumber, Mason Family Drug, and International Paper. And then at the champion level, we have Randall and Bedouin Dennison, Sweeney Appraisals, Community Trust Bank, and People's Bank of Ohio. And at the benefactor level, we have Glenn Womack Farms and Eric Barber Farms. And then our presenting sponsor is David and Linda Reed. So, as I said, we have a couple of others that we're waiting to come in and get solidified. So I think we'll have another presenting sponsor that's going to be coming on board and some other folks that'll be joining this list. But to date, that's what we have. A little bit about our silent auction. We've got some really cool things that are coming in, so I'm excited about that.
Yes.
Lots of tickets and day passes to parks and zoos, and we've got some places out of Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area that's donated. So Alcatraz, we've got Beyond the Lens, Holiday World's given some passes.
Oh, cool.
We have a piece of stained glass from Glass with Sass. We have Rick Eden has donated a weekend stay at Eden Ranch in Maryland. So it's an Airbnb. So if you kind of want to get away and enjoy that kind of life for a few days, that's kind of cool.
That sounds like fun.
But then if you are like me and you're a beach lover, we also have a week stay donated at Tybee Island. So that's pretty cool. We've got a couple of nights stay at Kentucky State Parks, gift certificates from the Lee House, Park Cafe, just lots of things that are coming in. So we'll be putting together some pretty cool packages, and that particular piece of the event will all be online, so you don't have to purchase tickets to the event to bid on these auction items. So once we get a little closer to time, probably about a week prior, we'll be putting out on our social media a link for folks to go and view the auction items and start placing their bids. And then the auction will end at the end of the evening on June the 14th.
And that is perfect timing, because everybody's getting their vacation plans ready.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. So lots of things happening at this event, but we're really excited. I would encourage you to go ahead. The tickets will be capped at 150. We're already down to about the 100 mark, and they've just gone on sale within the last week. So go ahead and get your tickets ordered online. You can go to comprehendinc.org. Go to the Together We Thrive page on that website and get those tickets ordered. Those are $75 each. And the meal will be served that evening will include steak. So it's...
Oh, there you go.
Pretty worth the price, if I must say so myself. So that's what we've got, Robert. We're really excited. We'll have more details. More sponsors will join that list. More auction items are coming in. So we'll keep talking about it every month until we get there. But it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for being in the studio. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Melissa, a treat as always.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hope everyone has a wonderful day. The Breakfast Club today is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Breakfast Club has been brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com.